This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome back to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. Excited to have you back and hope you're having an amazing week. And wherever you're listening, morning, evening, afternoon, as we're diving in here in the States, getting closer and closer to Thanksgiving and all the fun festivities of holidays and so much more. Before I dive in, as you know, if this is the first time listening, we do have a free membership group environment. We're kind of pulling away from our Facebook group. We're going in more to this membership where it's totally free and you can join where I'll share content and ideas. We're going to start loading that up starting in December. So we're trying to get people to go there and get ready. So that way you can get alerts and it's a little app you can download. And that way you can get behind the scenes stuff and a lot of the stuff that we'll be bringing to the table to share with you. So make sure you check in the show notes for that. And as always, there's a class that I like to always share with you guys that I promote primarily only on the podcast that is about breaking out of the matrix, breaking out of the conditioning to find your fulfillment, to live your truth. If you want to learn more about that, just check out the show notes there. It's called Decode Your Matrix. Huge discount for my podcast community. So today's topic, I wanted to talk about something that it may rub people the wrong way. It's something that has come up many times, and I hear this from people, and it's when people post certain stuff like this, it's amazing how many people like it, and they just, oh my goodness. And I think we're living in a world where we want more of the feel good because we want to avoid the uncomfortableness. I know this was me too. When I go through something uncomfortable, the first thing I wanted back in the day was to get comfort, to something to just be able to get away from that feeling, right? To avoid it. I remember when I started researching this stuff, I remember there was a study that came out and they're talking about how men would spend, this was in dating, men would spend 2 times the amount of money to avoid a rejection, then to just go through it. Now, some people say, what are you going to avoid from a rejection? Well, you got to spend money to go on a date and so forth, and there's money there. They'll spend 2 times the amount of that, at least, to learn how to avoid it. In life, we want that feel good. So a lot of times you'll hear people talk about in this new age movement about like thoughts create the, you know, thoughts dictate your life. Your thoughts will lead to feelings and the feelings will lead to your reality, right? And that's all great in theory. It sounds great on a piece of paper or a nice little postmark or Hallmark card and so forth. And heck, I'm going to be transparent here. I was also sharing that stuff too at one point in my career. But I started to learn that there's this plan. There's a process of what we need to go through. And in that process is what helps us evolve to become the person we want to become. Talk to anybody who is super ultra successful and they won't tell you it's about what you do. It's about who you become. I know how many times I've heard that advice. And this is where my training started to come as a coach because I wanted to help people become the person they want to become. When I work with clients, it's not the business advice I give them is be the person you want to be now. We're going to get into all this good stuff. See, because what ends up happening is that we, if we don't see us becoming, you can't attract it. You're not going to pull that in. You're not the essence in that vibration. And remember, the law of vibration, before anything else, states that the only thing you can experience is the vibration of where you are, nothing below or above. And so when you're looking at your life, okay, when we're looking at things that we have to face, understanding that there is this plan, you can call it God's plan. You can call it your soul's plan. You can call it your soul's blueprint. You can call it your family plan. Whatever, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm going to have a podcast about labels again and to break them down even more, but it doesn't matter the label. Call it what you want. Call it what works for you. Call it what makes you feel good. All right. That's the priority. That's the purpose. That's what we want to pay attention to. So from that perspective, then what we look at is that you have to understand that when we're looking at, you know, the plan, we have to trust this plan. We have to understand that it's there. You can go against it. You can have a plan of your own, but what happens when it's not that plan, you will find a lack of fulfillment, a lack of joy and bliss. I was there at one point in my career. And I've worked with many other clients that have done something like that too, where they followed something that wasn't them or what they truly wanted. They were successful. Oh, on paper, they were very successful. Many people love to trade places with them. But deep down, they weren't feeling fulfilled. They were burned out. They were tired of it and didn't want to continue anymore until we uncovered some things. So this plan we all had, we've all had it in some way, shape, or form. There is a plan. There is a purpose of an experience of why you're here today. Because think about it. You are here on this planet. You were born at a certain time to where humanity is in a state of its evolution, to play a part, to help and also be part of it, but also to get an experience from it. And your soul, or whatever you believe, chose to be here, right now. You had that free will to choose this. And you came in to have this experience, to go through certain things. Life will make sure that you follow that path. Life will make sure that you hit the marks on this. It will do all that it can. It will pull every emotional string. It's going to do everything in its power to keep you from going off the path of what you wanted to experience, because it will happen. One of my mentors told me years ago that whatever's in your spiritual blueprint, you can never experience outside of it. It doesn't mean that you don't have power and things in here. It doesn't mean that you don't have a choice. You do. But at first I didn't like that. I fought it just like many others do. Oh, no, that's not true. I have a choice, or I have this, or I have that. But then there came a point where I started to go, wait a minute. I think I understand this a little better, that my soul wants to have an experience, and here's what I'm here for. And there's a plan. There's a process. It's an evolution. So I'm sharing a lot here. There's a lot just in that. I can go off a whole podcast, but I want to take a step back here and share a different analogy of this so you can kind of see where I'm going with this. You wanted to learn how to make brownies. So you're in this state in this world to make brownies. And you know that there's a process they have to make. You know, you have to put the flour together. So you can tell I don't make brownies. You put the flour together. There's chocolate, I think, cocoa, something like that. There's probably butter or oil of some sort. Let me see here. What else? Sugar. Don't use much of that. I don't know. Maybe a sauce. I don't know. Eggs. Sounds about right. So, but there's a certain process to putting it together. There's a certain process of mixing it all up. There's a certain process to put it in the oven. It has to be in the oven for a certain period of time. You got to heat that oven up. When the time's up, the brownies are usually done. You put the fork in, nothing left, no residue left. Hey, they're great. They're done. Let them cool down now. Let the process chill. And then when you're ready, enjoy, eat, and bear your fruit. Same thing happens in your life when it goes that route, where it's the same concept of these brownies. You're going through a process. Right? You're going through some struggles. You're trying to figure some things out. You're learning little bits and pieces, right? You had a failure here. You had a struggle here. You had some uncomfortableness here. You had these things going on here. It's all the pieces to the recipe, right? And then all of a sudden, you start to get it. You go, oh my goodness, I see now why this happened, this happened, this happened. You're mixing, okay? Now you're putting into the oven, because now we're starting to move forward with this. We're growing from this. We're expanding from this. And from that process, when we get to the brownies, when they're done, we get to reap the benefits. We start to experience more of life to what we wanted to experience. Does that kind of make sense? And so the brownie is the experience. The brownie is the physical reality, what you want. And so that process, though, when we look at that, the whole thoughts and feelings to create my reality, I'm not saying that's not true, but there's deeper levels to it that you're missing the ballpark. It's just another way to distract individuals to not go deeper. And so when there's a plan, you can think all you want, but you have subconscious programs that are going to prevent you from doing that, from achieving that. It's going to hold you back. You know, one of the law of attraction states the thing that speaks the loudest, or the things that are stated the loudest and the most in repetition, is what's going to dictate the path. So what are things that we can do, right, to make these changes in your life so that you are understanding this path and this process? What are the things that you can implement today to really tap into this? This is one of the things, it's the biggest things that I teach my coaching clients on what to do to elevate their lives to create a massive life of fulfillment. This isn't easy. This is not meant for everybody because not everybody wants to do this kind of work. I'd rather just, a lot of people, not me, but a lot of people will say, I just want to make the money. I don't care about anything else. Okay, so you want to be successful in your business and have unfulfillment, not grow personally, not take care of your health, not expand your mind, not continue to do those things to help lead to a more fulfilled life. Instead, you don't care about any of that. All you care about is making the money. Well, when you put it that way, it kind of seems like the money's not great then to do. I said, no, because here's the thing. What I've learned is if you take care of all that, the money just comes. It'll just come. Eventually it will. It may not come when you want it, but it will come. I've seen it in my own life, and I've worked with hundreds of entrepreneurs, and I've seen it in theirs too. And because again, it comes back to one principle, the law of vibration. What you become is what you vibrate at. What you vibrate at, what emits out into the field. And that field is going to attract law of attraction, which brings it back to what you are. And then all of a sudden you have that in the law of manifestation, the stage you manifest this into the physical reality. It's your experience you have, right? But there's a process. So let's talk about that process, and I'm going to help you tap into trust the plan. Cool? So the process is really simple. You're not going to get what you want. Sorry, hate to break that to you. You're going to get what you need, because you're going to attract what you need to become the person of what you want to experience, to have what it is you desire. It's a law. I didn't make these up. I just studied them. It's like in chiropractic, there's things that happen in the body. And some people go, well, how do you know? I don't know. This is what chiropractors don't try to force and change anything in the body. We understand the body does what it does. We just try to work with that power to help enhance it as much as possible. That's the only thing I know. And so when it comes to then your life and what you do and the process behind it, it's understanding that you're going to get what you need. And it's going to be uncomfortable. It's not going to be great. It's like the same thing when you ask God for strength. You know, people say, I'm going to pray to God for strength. I keep praying God for strength. I keep praying God for patience. God's not giving you that. Sorry. I hate to break it to you. It's not going to happen, because that's not the rules to life. What God's going to do.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Is bring people, circumstances, and situations so you can find your inner strength. It's going to bring people, circumstances, and situations to test your patience so you can develop it like a muscle. That is the more of a process to life. And when we can start to shift our perspective to that, man, it's a game changer in how we do things, what we experience. So remember, you're going to attract what you need before you get what you want, right? So now let's look at then, well, okay, Doc, you've hammered that thing about blueprints. We talked about process. We talked about law of attraction. We talked about this. Well, now what's this last part? Well, this last part's going to be about how to trust, right? You've heard the statement, everything always works out for the greater good. All things always work out. And there's a truth behind all that. The thing is, you, in order to trust the process, you have to know that there's a lot more going on that meets the eye. You have to trust and know that you don't know everything. The older I get, the less I actually know. It's kind of interesting how that works out. And The key thing about it is that when we understand that we don't know everything and we can't control everything, we have to come into a place of surrender. But I'm not saying to give up your life and just whatever. It's this simple. It's all based upon a feeling. You see, there was a code broken into our system and our DNA and our bodies and so forth that how can we know we're connected to our path of what we need to experience in this life? Of all the studying that I've ever done, this is the one truth I found time and time again. I found it with myself and I found it with many of my clients, is that when you really tap into this feeling and become aware of this thing called your intuition, which Einstein said was more powerful than anything else that could possibly that he's ever has experienced and so forth. He knew that there was something called an intuition, and it's the most undervalued thing, and nobody's teaching it, or I should say nobody. Not a lot of people teach the power of intuition, how to tap in. And so it's one of the things that when you learn this feeling, it will always navigate you and guide you to where you have to go. And I'm not going to tell you it's going to be all blissful and all amazing like many of these new age gurus are coming out and saying and all this stuff. It's not. That's not how life was supposed to be. Life is about contrast. It will always be about contrast. Until the game changes, this is the game and the rules of this life. So there's ups and there's downs, there's ebbs and there's flows. A wave of an ocean, the wave comes, it collapses, goes back into the ocean. Another wave comes, it collapses, goes back into the ocean. Storms don't last forever. Good things don't last forever. It's ebb and flow. And you have to understand there's going to be ebbs and flows in your life. Sometimes it's a month, sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's 1 year, sometimes it's 5 years, sometimes it's 10. It doesn't matter the time frame, because it's the process of what you go through, but your intuition, your feelings will guide you through it. It's this deep inner knowing. Right. And so there's four emotions that I always tie to when you are connected to your soul and being present, because our soul, when you're in the present moment, you actually tap into eternity, infinite time. There's no such thing as, I mean, there's no time at the present moment. All there is right now. But you're also tapping into your soul at the same time, which I found that was interesting. But there's these four things that will come up that I've ever experienced, and it could be others, but these are the four that I've always have felt in my process and many of my clients I worked with. Bliss, joy. Okay. Peace, calm. Now, when I say peace and calm, that's also groundedness comes into that. Because I feel like when you're calm, you're grounded. And it's just like this inner knowing. And you just know, and you've been there in your life. Maybe you had struggles in your life and there was something that you were just struggling, but you're trying to start a business or you're trying to start a relationship or whatever. You just knew deep down that you had to be here. This is what I need to work on. This is what I have to go through. And you felt deep down in your heart that that was the journey and the process of which you had to go. And you trusted it no matter what. And you just knew that you were being pulled that way. We've all been there in some shape or form. I've done this so many times in my life. 5 months before I was going to graduate chiropractic school, I was looking to practice in Italy or Arizona. I can't remember which one it was. And all of a sudden, it's April 2009. And I look and I go, I just need to go back home. Literally, I just knew I had to go back home to Chicago. Had no clue why, had no explanations, had no fancy theories, didn't drum up all these complex ideas and plans of why. I just knew I had to, and I trusted it. And I went back home. And over a period of time, you know, 1 year after I moved back, almost a year and a half after I moved back, my grandfather passed. And his health was already starting to decline when I started to come back. You know, about 3 to 4 years later, after that, you know, after when I moved back, I met my wife, you know, and it's just interesting how life kind of pulled me in that direction. And, you know, and I look back now at all that and I'm like, there's just this beautiful design, how it all ended up. And I'm like, this is just amazing how it all lined up to where it is today. And I couldn't rush it, couldn't force it. And did I try sometimes? Absolutely. Did I have a lot of struggle because of that? Of course, all your struggles come because you force. And because when you use force energy, that is going to have to give up something. It's a sacrifice, opportunity cost, things like that. When you go with the flow, there isn't any force. It's all empowering. And there's really no negative to it because you're in. And I know some people say, oh, there is negatives. But you have to understand when you're in a state of flow, in a state of surrender, you're not forcing any energy. You're just taking the energy that's coming through. And so when you do that, it's kind of like pouring out water in a bottle. If you don't, as long as you're not going like this and you pour just the perfect amount where it can just flow beautifully out, no interference, no turbulence. Now, I'm not saying from the outside it won't look turbulent. I'm not saying there's not going to be uncomfortable feelings, those come because of the mind and resistance. So getting into that state of feeling, you have to understand what that is. So what I want to leave with you today is have you understand that there's a feeling that's going to show up, and it shows up somewhere in our body. For me, it's between my chest and my stomach. It's literally right in here. Sometimes it's a butterfly type of a feeling. Sometimes it's a little bit of some, just like a, like bubbles inside me. It's kind of interesting. Sometimes it'll just feel like a pressure, but it's like pulling me down into the ground. That's what I call a feeling of groundedness. So I'll feel these things, then I'll know that's where I need to go. Even though my mind's like, nope, we need to go here. We got to go here. We got to go here. Nope. This is why this and this, and they'll show me all the reasons why I shouldn't be. I'll trust that feeling, and it's never geared me wrong. And I say that to myself now. So sometimes my life may not be glorious and not be all elaborate, filling the matrix and, you know, showing all the fam and glory and all that fun stuff. Sometimes it is, but it's my intuition guiding me regardless of where I need to go and how I have to move forward. And what you want to do, if you want to find fulfillment, is learn how to tap into that. All right. So if you have a friend, a partner, or someone, I recommend doing this. So if you want to learn how to build this up, you have someone with someone, you know, in front of somebody, and you tell the person to just think of a number in their head between 1 and 10. Okay. And you just tell them to keep repeating the number in their head over and over and over. And your job is to intuitively feel what comes up as that number. Now, for a lot of you, you may go, this is, you know, not worth it. I'm telling you, this will change every aspect of your life. It did for me, to where I let all my numbers go and all my metrics following my business and just trusted the process of being in the state of flow. And I can tell you that my business transformed again in a way to where I was working so much less, 14 and a half hours a week. And, you know, making, you know, the money that I couldn't even imagine how much I was making. But at the same token, it wasn't even about the money. What I cared about was the fulfillment. I had so much time off. I created a podcast, wrote books. I was able to do a coaching business. On top of all that, I was able to travel with my wife, go see places that we've never been to before. We did a lot of traveling and we had a lot of time off. I was working on house projects and many other things. Took up woodworking, cooking, you know, different stuff that we can do to amplify and elevate our experience of life and so much more. And that's fulfillment to me. It's not about how much I make. It's about being able to do those things. And that really is what matters. And I believe there's a shift in that happening. So you play this game with somebody and you continually do this till you get good at it. I had a friend that used to do this to me when I was in chiropractic school and annoyed the living crap out of me. But it was because I didn't trust myself. And I started to learn how I wasn't trusting myself. I started to learn how my mind got in the way. And I started to learn how I had to tap into my intuition more. And when I started to do that, I remember I went on a path to be 10 for 10. And I was like, this is so crazy. Like I'll be thinking, sitting there and she's thinking of a number and I'll get into my state of mind. And all of a sudden it's like this three would come up in like big flames. And I'm just like, I don't know what that is, but it would come in my head. And I'm like, I am not thinking of this. This is what's coming to me. My mind's telling me it's five, but I'm feeling three. I say, is the number three? And she goes, you're guessing? I'm like, no, it's three. And she goes, you're right. And it's just interesting that I started to learn how things came to me. So why am I sharing this in this podcast? Why do I think that's relevant for you? Is because this is a tool that's universal that you can use in every aspect of your life. It will guide you to lead to fulfillment. It always will. You have a compass inside you called your intuition. That's your soul's compass that will guide you to the path of fulfillment. And when you're connected in alignment to that path of fulfillment, you are always, always, okay, when you are connected, you're at a higher vibe, higher conscious level, and you're also on the path of where you need to get your experiences for. And so there's no resistance, no turbulence that's happening. I'm not going to say that's always going to be that way because your mind's going to come in, your ego, your conditioning's going to come in and it's going to mess with things. But that just means we have to work through this stuff. And so it's the baking process. And so as you continue that path and continue that journey, it will lead you to the path of fulfillment of where you need to be. If you don't believe me, listen to all the episodes that I interviewed someone when I asked them their story of their life. And I say, hey, tell me, how did this begin? Did you just know you wanted to do this? Or it was like a pinball effect. Still yet to this day, I had anyone say it was a straight line for them. Right there, that tells you something. So I appreciate you guys tuning in. If you have not already, please subscribe, share a review. Let us know what you like, what you think. Check that stuff out. We're putting up a new website soon here that's going to be more interactive. So bear with us as we're doing all the work behind the scenes. We're revamping a few different things. So we're taking on a huge project of three different websites we got to revamp. So bear with us. But make sure you like it, subscribe, wherever you listen to on any podcast. Appreciate your time for tuning in. And just let me know if this helps. Let me know what you like most about this podcast. Share it on our social medias. Check us out. Check it out. Share it on our YouTube channel. We have all the links in there in the show notes for you to connect with us. I appreciate you taking the time. And as always, until next time, keep rocking and rolling. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.